views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
How you doing, folks? This is Joe Nunziata. Welcome to A Shot of Joe. Thank you so much for being here as we get ready to kind of wind down 2017 and move into 2018. So, of course, we're going from one year to the next. So for us, in, you know, as people, the transition from one year to the next for us is significant. It's an emotional thing. We've connected certain things to it. We also look at it in a certain way. We understand that this is how we go from this one energy to a new energy for 2018. And each year does carry its own vibration and its own energy. So what I want to do today on today's show is really talk to you about how we're going to transition from 17 to 18, what happened to you in 2017, or as far as what you experienced this year. And then we'll move into 2018, but we want to be ready for different energy. We want to be ready to create what we desire in the next year, in the coming year. So let's talk about a little bit about the end of 2017, because this has been a year where we knew going into this year, it was going to be a year of a lot of changes and found what I think of it as foundation. It was the foundation for the new year. So we look at this as we go into this year, we say, well, you know, what happened this year that I felt, what changes occurred for me? What went on in my life? What did I see that is setting a new tone or creating a foundation? What difficulties did I experience? What relationships ended? What began to start new for me? Maybe toward the end of this year, you started to see some new things happening. New things were coming into your life, new opportunities, some new people, and you were beginning to create a foundation for a different experience in the coming year of 2018. This year, last week, as a matter of fact, we had two significant events take place. On the 21st, on December 21st, we had the winter solstice, which is, of course, that time when we transition out of the darkest day of the year. That's the transition, actually, because the end of the solstice is going from the darkest day of the year and flipping over. So that's kind of a significant thing that happens every year. And then the way the calendar worked out this year, we ended Mercury retrograde on the 22nd, which was Friday, a few days ago. And that was the end of that transition of energy, which was that slower energy that kind of transitioned for us and ended right before the holidays. See, last year, again, we look at the differences in each year. Last year, we actually went into the new year in a Mercury retrograde, which it started around the middle of January and went into middle of December, and went into January. So we actually, up until the first 8 days, 9 days of January, we were in that slower energy. So the year kind of started slower. So this year we don't have that situation. This year we're going to kind of hit it a little bit faster. We're going to hit, the energy's already going to be ramping up as we go into 2018. So we want to be ready to take advantage of that situation. We want to be ready to kind of get into that new energy that's going to start in 2018. So again, I want you to look at 17. 17 was that foundational year. And we saw a lot of these changes take place. Obviously for us in the US, having a new president, especially the president that we had, who was extremely different. Now, I don't want to sit here and say good, bad, or, you know, it's good, it's bad, it's better, it's worse. To me, it's all energetic. And I look at this transition that we had in 2017. This was new energy. This was disruptive energy. which on some levels is very positive because it's disrupting a lot of the stuff that's sitting there, the corruption, the negativity. We've also seen a lot of changes as we've moved through this year with all these sexual harassment suits and these people that have been in power for long periods of time, just dropping one after the other after the other. And it was funny because the other day I went online and I was looking up some of this stuff that was happening with these lawsuits and obviously all this, these sexual harassments and Me Too and all these things. And there's so many other people that you're not even seeing, lesser people that are somewhat known or bigger executives or corporate executives that because of it's happening so often and with so many big name people, there are a lot of people that are, that this is happening at this 10 times more that you're not even, they're not even coming into your consciousness, your awareness, because there's just so many going down. So this is also part of this transition to new energy. These old idols, these old people who were in power for a long period of time and wielding power and being, let's call it, holding the power and keeping it away from people or trying to hoard money or power or resources, all these things are going down. And part of this would happen here in this country as we saw the transition with a new president who came in and was very different and is shaking things up. A lot of these people don't like it. They're losing the power that they had for all those years. And all of a sudden say, wait a minute, now we can't do this anymore. Wait a minute, this guy, now they're not letting us do all these different things are happening. So for you, again, we want to bring it down to your experience. You're having your own experience within this, the context of this big picture, because we all are. The question is, how are you experiencing this and what is actually going on for you? So a couple of things that you want to do as we prepare ourselves for 2018. As I said earlier, so the first thing you want to, I always do at the end of each year, I kind of go back and I look at the year. I review my year. I've been journaling for a long time. So I kind of go back into my journal and I look through what was going on in my life throughout the year. I go back to January, look at what happened, because here's what happens. You forget a lot of things that happened or emotional experiences that you had throughout the year, because you know, all of a sudden you get to the end of the year and said, oh, wow, I can't believe that that happened in January, that happened in February, this happened in March. And you go back, if you are a journaler or just remembering things or looking at your Outlook calendar or whatever you keep your appointments and things on, these are a lot of things that you can do to just kind of go back and say, wow, let me look at my year. What happened this year? What changes took place? What transitions took place? Now, obviously, when we go through transitions and changes, there's always difficulty. Because whether it's new relationships, new jobs, new locations to move to, changes in certain ways of thinking or beliefs or feelings that you had, these are transitions that we go through. A lot of us this year, because it has been a very emotional year, I've had a lot of physical issues or what we think of as ascension symptoms, meaning I'm moving into higher energy. When you move into higher vibrations of energy, it does have a tremendous impact on you physically, because your physical body has to adjust to this new energy going forward. Your physical body has to make an adjustment to the energy that's coming into it. So think about it. I'm having all this energy that I'm absorbing. My physical body is not used to it. So what ends up happening is your body is actually removing toxins, negative energy, pulling it out of your body. And your body has to adjust to this new higher vibration. So that's why people get colds, body aches, you know, you end up with some sinus issues. You may end up with, you know, back pain, knee pain, flu-like symptoms, headaches. These are all things that happen. I know myself this year, I've had a tremendous amount of activity at the top of my head, which is your crown chakra. And I was actually talking to some people I knew because it was going on. And I said, I feel this intense pressure on the top of my head all the time. I said, it comes and goes, but it comes in and just like knocks me out, puts me to bed. I can't even handle it. It's just like so strong. And I said, that's part of this energy coming in. And you're experiencing this because you're recoding your mind, the way your mind works, and you're connecting to higher vibration and you're moving into this different place. So that this is why you're feeling this at the top of your head, because it was kind of a weird thing. And you may be experiencing this too. It comes and goes. Like one day I'll say, well, I feel pretty good. A couple of days in a row, then all of a sudden, bang, I'll be like, wow, this hit me really hard. Or I get up and feel all tired and achy and fatigued. This is all part of this transition that's taking place. So look at your year. Say, how did you go? How was the year for you? What happened? What changes took place? But now what we want to do, we want to start to look at this and say, how do I take this entire year, look at it for what happened, and prepare myself emotionally for 2018. And I like to use the word emotionally because you want to prepare yourself for the 2018 energy on an emotional level. This is the difference to me now, because I think for many years, we have all been in a situation where we mentally try to create things in that way. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's something that's been going on for a long time. So when I started doing this work many, many years ago, one of the things that I learned, because I had done a lot of the mental type work, the goal setting, the vision boards, the affirmations, and these are all good things to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not like any of this is bad. And it is all something that will be helpful for you in your life. But on the other side of the coin, you have to understand it and you have to look at it and say to yourself, okay, that's only one piece of the puzzle. Because that's really a mental exercise. There is some emotion there, but a lot of it is mentally driven, because we basically sit down and say, this is what I do, this is what I want, and I write down my desires, and I write down, this is my goal for this year, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do the other thing. And it's all good, because you want to put that intention out there. You want to put that intent out. You do want to do that. But what the missing piece of the puzzle and the missing element that not enough people are talking about, although we're getting better now as we go forward, is really understanding that the missing piece of the puzzle is the emotional piece. Because in my mind, I could desire anything. I say, well, I want a new car, I want a relationship, or I want to lose weight. It's limited to the power of my mind. Not that my mind is not powerful, but it's missing the gas. It's missing the engine. It's missing the piece that I really need to go forward. I'm missing that emotional charge that I need. It's almost like saying, I got all this, I have all this stuff, I have all the pieces of the puzzle, I'm ready to go, but I don't have any fuel. And the fuel is your emotion. So the question that you have to ask yourself now is to say, how am I feeling emotionally about what I'm focusing on for 2018? What is your emotional connection? It's easy to sit there and write things down on a piece of paper and say, I want A, B, C. But the idea is, at a higher, deeper emotional level, how do you actually feel about it? Because what I've seen happen many, many times is that people write these things down because they think that's what they're supposed to want, but they don't have an emotional connection to it. Now we need to get down into the truth, into our real feelings, into our real emotions, and say, okay, what is it that I really want? And get to that emotional connection to it. And when I'm able to do that, I can go forward. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Joe Nunziata, A Shot of Joe. We'll be right back and get a little deeper into this in a minute.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Nunziata. Welcome back to A Shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. So glad to have you with me here today. And before the break, we were talking about 2018 and goal setting and what you desire as you go forward. And of course, I was talking about emotion and where does the emotion play into this and what kind of energy do I have connected to these goals and desires that I'm holding on to? So this is what I want to focus on here for the rest of the show. I really talk about your emotional energy and how that is connected to what's happening. So for us, you know, we've been conditioned to believe that if I want something, I have to take a physical action or do something to get it. And that's something that, of course, we learn. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have to do anything, but we have pushed all our chips to the middle of the table and said, okay, if I want something, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there, take action, do this, do that, do the other thing. As a matter of fact, I would see speakers and people at that, you know, back in the day when I was starting out, say, you got to go out there and take action. You have to take massive action. You have to do this. You have to go out there every day. And again, there's nothing wrong with taking action. But the question becomes, at a deeper level, how do I feel underneath that action? So for example, you know, I would have people that I would work with, and I'll give you a composite example because it happened so many times that I would have people say, you know, wow, you know, I went out and I did all this stuff. I set goals. I took a lot of action. I did all these different things. I spent a lot of money. And I also have met many, many people on my journey who have said, you know, I've gone to these events and coaches and so forth and spent tens of thousands of dollars looking for the answer. They're looking for this answer of how do I find this piece of the puzzle that I'm missing, so to speak? How do I find this thing that this person has? This is the Wizard of Oz over here who has the answer that I need. So, again, pumped all this energy into it, in the end did not create the results that they desired. And then they were mad at the person who said, oh, this guy took my money, or this person took all my stuff and I didn't get what I wanted, and blaming other people and becoming victims. And then we go down that road. So here's the deal. We all need help. I got help. I've gotten help throughout my career. And as I was learning this work and working on energies and chakras and clearing energy, I met teachers, I spent money, I did things along the way. But I was very careful about who I worked with because I wanted to make sure that the people I worked with were in alignment with me. So here's the deal. You have to look at yourself and say, whoever I'm working with or whatever I'm doing, is this in alignment with my energy? When you're working with people, there's one thing that's really critically important, and that is to make sure that that person, whoever you're working with, whether it's a partner, doesn't have to be a person you paid, or it could be your fiance, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, it doesn't matter. Is this person emotionally supportive? How do I feel? Do I feel like this person is emotionally in my corner? Do I feel like this person is kind of aligned with me? See, so that's important. Again, whether you're hiring a coach or taking in a partner or whatever it is that you're doing, are we emotionally in alignment? That's, of course, the first thing that's important if you're working with somebody else, regardless of who it is. The key is this: whoever you're working with, partnering with, living with, whatever the case, It's about you being empowered. That empowerment becomes a critical piece of the puzzle. Now, when I say empowered, I don't mean you are overtaking somebody or you have the power and they don't. Empowered means power within yourself. So do you have that feeling of power within yourself? That is the key to go forward. It's not about you taking the power from somebody else, you establishing your power. It's about you feeling, I am empowered to make positive steps going forward. That's the feeling you really want. Because a lot of us have issues with power. We see it as negativity. We see it as ego. If you have power, you're going to have ego. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. But really, the bottom line is, I want to be empowered. And when I am empowered, that means I have power within. Power from within is the most, of course, powerful. So I have this feeling within myself as, okay, I'm aligned with what I want to do. I'm aligned with myself. I'm attracting people into my life that are also elevating me and helping me move forward in a positive way. I'm keeping away people on the same breath here that are negative. So every morning when I get up, I do a shielding exercise. I actually get up and do my meditation and do a little shielding. And I shield my energy to make sure that I am keeping away all negativity, because I want to be conscious of it. I want to actually put it into my consciousness that I want to keep negative energy, negative people away from me. And I see myself in a ball of golden light, and I expand that ball bigger and bigger and bigger every day to keep all negativity away from me. Now, I understand that I'm living in a physical world. I understand that I'm living in a situation here where these things happen, because we are living in a world that's yin-yang energy, positive, negative, as we see it here in the third dimensional world. So I don't expect to never have any negative things come my direction or see something that's upsetting, because that would be foolish. It's not going to happen. But I want to protect myself, and I want to make sure that whoever I invite in, understand something, people come through your life. You have to invite that person in to give them the ability to get near your energy, to start to share and exchange energy with them. So if you're inviting people in who are negative or causing you pain, then that's a situation that you want to be aware of and say, hey, are these the right people? Do I have the right people around me in my life to move forward the way I want to? If you don't, that means there's some kind of a disruption within yourself. And the disruption within yourself is a couple of different things. One is you're attached to the old. You still have attachment to your old identity, who you think you are, what you think you're supposed to be. You're still attached to it on some level. That attachment will not allow you to go forward. The attachment will hold you hostage. It'll keep you in that space that you don't want to be in. Look at that. Examine yourself. Are you attached to your old identity? Are you attached to certain people? Are you attached to certain responsibilities that were given to you that you didn't want? Then you're still, now again, we all have certain responsibilities in life. I understand that it's part of being alive. You know, obviously we have to be responsible for ourselves. But a lot of people, because of their identity, because of how they grew up, they took on tremendous responsibility. I know this personally. It happened to me. My dad passed when I was young. I was the oldest. I was a boy. I took on a lot of responsibility. My mother also put it on me as well. And I absorbed that energy. So for many years, I carried that identity of, oh, I have to be responsible. I have to take care of everybody. This is what I'm here to do. And this is what I don't want you to do. If that's something that's not serving you, at that point, that was an experience you came to have, and it's all good. Don't get me wrong. You came here to have an experience. You came here to go through that feeling. I know the feeling of responsibility was something that was important for me in this lifetime. It was part of my karma. It was part of what I came to experience. But at this point, I don't need it anymore. I no longer desire that feeling. I don't look for situations or circumstances where I could take on everybody's stuff. I don't want to do that. Because also what I learned doing this work was I can't do that, because it's too draining for me. And if it's too draining, how am I going to have the energy to do the work that I want to do? So again, I had to let go. So look at your attachments. Look at your old beliefs. Look at what you're holding on to that may be holding you back. Look at your circle. Like I said, look at your circle of people that are around you. and say to yourself, am I in the right emotional space to move myself forward, to become empowered, and to step up into my highest and greatest self? Because that's really what we're looking to do here at the end of the day. We want to step up into our highest and greatest self. And it, again, it's your high, it's not mine, it's yours. We all have our own highest and greatest self. And that's really why we're here. And 2018 is going to be this transformational year where we're going to really be able to step into energy because of all the changes that have taken place. Right now, all of us who are in truth and really want to help and make the world a better place, and also, by the way, receive, because receiving is very important for us. We want to receive as well. And for all of us that are in that space, the path now, the energy now is here to support us to go forward. So this is where you are going into 2018. And you need to be ready to step on that track and be empowered and move yourself to become your greatest self. So thank you so much. I'm signing off for 2017. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in 2018 as we continue to move forward in this higher energy for a very exciting year. So this is Joe Nunziata, a shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you on the other side, and happy new year. Have a great one.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.